No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm here, I guess, this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about the judged creation, a fact that God does interfere in the affairs of men. In fact, God does bring a judgment on societies. Now, many times he'll use evil and wicked men. We've seen, if you read the Old Testament, how when the children of Israel got out of line and turned against him and began worshiping other gods, how he would bring the Assyrians in or some other of the Babylonians to destroy them. Could those things be happening? Could many of the dramatic changes we're seeing in the weather, the new diseases popping up, could all these things perhaps be the evidence of God's judgment on America? Can God protect you? I've seen in my own personal experience when we had a tornado. Now, you never get tornadoes in California unless they're on my property, and we had a tornado. Came right along our property. First, we have a little swimming pool, took the pool house, rotated it around about 30 degrees, came along the edge of our home. Without doing any damage other than tearing off the grapevines from the grape arbor in front of our house, went right along the edge of our house, then moved down and took out 5-foot trees, but God protected our house. I mean, there's no other explanation. They were within inches of taking out the front of our house as it moved all across the front of the house, but I think God had other plans for us to keep us here. Under any circumstances, Pastor Billy Crone has put out a series of excellent DVD, we have a feature, of course, his Fearful Creation, which we carry. Now we're doing the Judge Creation. We'll have the others. He has 3 or 4 other series, each with 8 or 10 or 12 DVDs in it. But this is the information you need to understand. That the Bible is real, the Bible is relevant, and you'd better be certain that you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because we are entering the most difficult period of your life or my life. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Dr. Monty. It's always a joy to be on.
You go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, you know, I firmly agree with you that we are living in some interesting times with a capital I there. It's definitely a time that we need to pay attention to what's going on around us. That God is real. And folks, he judged this world once already because of sin and rebellion. And he promises that he's going to do it again. And I would agree with you, Dr. Monteith, that we need to, if you don't want to listen to the Bible, you need to pay attention to what's going on, what's happening to our world, world events and weird, you know, weather like you were talking about. You know, the Bible actually warns us about that and tells us that. How do you know when it's getting close? How do you know when Jesus Christ is coming back the second time? You know, and the Bible says, you know, you pay attention to what's going on with the Jewish people. Pay attention to a rise of amazing technology. Pay attention to what you were talking about in the opening program. You know, just weird stuff going on with the earth. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, wars. Take a look at the rise of wickedness. The society is going to get absolutely horrid before it gets better. Even the church, those who should know better, who profess to know Christ, they're going to go straight into apostasy, which is going to push the whole world towards a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and then, of course, the classic sign of the mark of the beast. And it, so if you don't want to listen, you know, and read the Bible, which I do recommend, but if you don't, then pay attention to the signs that the Bible says that it's getting close. God's actually being merciful. You know, he could drop the bomb on us, if you will, so to speak, and give us no warning, and he'd still be just. After all that we've done, we rebelled against him. But out of love and mercy, he gives us signs to indicate when it's getting close. But that's still not all. What's interesting is people should be able to, if you don't even want to look at that, and say, well, that's just those wacky Bible prophecy conspiracy things, and they've been ranting and raving about that for years, and nothing ever changes, blah, blah, blah. Well, number one, the Bible actually predicted that behavior is called scoffers. The Bible says in 2 Peter that scoffers in the last days will rise and be willingly ignorant. But what's amazing, Dr. Monteith, and this is why we produced the study, and of a multitude of reasons, but is technically, even if you never came across the Bible, even if you never came across those classic signs of Bible prophecy that I just reported and read to you, you should just be able to walk outside your house, take a look at the topography of the earth, take a look at the craggly mountain ranges, take a look at the bent and curved and smashed up sedimentary layers all over the world. Take a look at what people go visit every year, something like the Grand Canyon. And you should come to the conclusion, wow, God hates sin, and I better get right with him. Because what we see with the topography of the earth is all leftover remnants of the first judgment from God, i.e. a worldwide flood. And yet, once again, evolution has come along, and the scoffing attitude, which even the Bible predicted would happen specifically in the last days, has come along and said, no. What you see on the topography of the earth today has nothing to do with a worldwide flood. It's just natural processes of erosion and wind and rain and exfoliation with the rocks, and it's taken millions of years to get in this condition and blah, blah, blah. And so what happens is people, even though they see it with their own eyes every single day, the topography of the earth that was totally ravaged by the first judgment, they don't even put two and two together. They just look at it and move on. In fact, they even admire it and call it beautiful. That's awesome. And this is the cursed version. Absolutely amazing. And yet, that is all left before us, so that no matter where we are at on the earth, we should be able to come to the conclusion, wow, God really not only exists, but he doesn't put up forever with sin and rebellion. And if he said he's going to judge the world once, and he did, second time is going to be by fire, the Bible says, you better pay attention. And so, unfortunately, since people now have control of our complete media system, they have complete control of our educational system, and they're boxing people in with only one view called evolution, that there is no God, there is no means for existence, and there is no accountability for life, that we all came from apes, and then we wonder why everybody acts like apes. And so they don't come across this information. I was just talking to someone yesterday and explained to them, I says, listen, you would think that this information would be out available to the public, and then you would freely be able to debate it, that there is evidence for a flood, and the biblical account of creation is absolutely correct. I shared with them, as we share in the study, that's not how it works, folks. You need to understand it's a closed system. We share interviews on these studies that we've done.
Hold that thought, Pastor. We'll be back in just a moment.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crowder, what people don't understand is that there is all sorts of evidence of the flood. It has simply been removed systematically and intentionally from our educational processes. Pastor Billy Crowder says, how do you explain the existence of seashells high up on Mount Everest? Well, it took billions and billions of years for Mount Everest to rise slowly, and then from the floor of the sea up there. How about a flood, maybe, and a cataclysmic event that pushed Mount Everest up from below up to a very high level? I mean, why do we have fossil layers all over the world? You know, somebody once said, what are fossils? And I love it. You know, they're billions of dead things laid down in sediment, covered over with water, all over the world. Some sort of a cataclysmic event had to create the fossil layers, and layers of these fossils laid down. They don't just occur. We don't create fossils today, but we find all these fossils of dinosaurs and humans all in the same levels. How did it occur? Well, the logical explanation is the flood. There are literally hundreds of descriptions of the flood in different civilizations, in the history of different civilizations, all over the world. But we never teach these things, of course, in college or in our schools, because there's an organized effort to discredit the Christian message. All we ever teach is evolution, and as Pastor Billy Crone says, millions or billions of years ago, and of course it's all a lie. They will never address the flood because, of course, it shows that God does judge civilizations. He judged an initial civilization and destroyed it. And he is, I think, in the process of judging our current civilization. Pastor Billy, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Monteith, isn't that the sad thing? You know, I think a lot of people, even evolutionists, if they stay within their own camp, they don't research outside their own box. You know, maybe they just don't know better. But I do believe that there are people, and that we even quote them, they admit it, that the reason why they will not look at anything alternative to evolution isn't because there's not evidence for it. It's because, and this is a direct quote, the only alternative to evolution is special creation, and that is unthinkable. They absolutely refuse to go in that direction. Now, it's one thing if you want to do that, but since you have control of the media and the educational system, you are brainwashing people with a slanted view, and you're frankly keeping the evidence from them. The evidence of what? Ultimately, it's not just to authenticate the authority and the authenticity of the Bible. That's great. But remember, folks, it's this message is this. What we see on the earth today is proof that there was a worldwide flood. What was the worldwide flood? That was when God, who really does exist, really did judge this world once because of sin and rebellion. And therefore, if he says he's going to do it again, you might want to pay attention. And some people are blinded to that fact. And so that's why, again, for a multitude of reasons, that's one of them, why we created this study. And we talked about that last time, Dr. Monteith. As you know, we talked about the evidence for a global catastrophe, because people scoff, so if there's a worldwide flood, we'd find some evidence. Well, folks, there is. There's tons of evidence, and we reveal that in this study. We talked last time about the evidence of language. The Bible says that after the flood, that people all had the same language, and that's exactly what we find. In recent, not millions of years ago, but recent, and in Greece with the time frame of the flood. They call it the mother tongue. They know that all languages in the world today started from one. We talked about the evidence of lineage, that after God confused the language at the Tower of Babel, that people dispersed from that area there over there in Babylon. And that's exactly what we see today with the birth of nations and civilizations started from that area, started in a short amount of time, and they were all speaking in a short amount of time a completely different language, exactly like the Bible says. And then we saw, as you had mentioned, Dr. Monteith, well, gee whiz, you would think that if there really was a worldwide flood, people would be talking about it even outside the Bible. If it really affected all of mankind, then you'd think that somebody somewhere would talk about it outside just the Christian Bible. Well, there is. We expose that too, folks. There's approximately 500, not 5, not 50, 500 different flood legends around the world from virtually every culture on the planet. Okay, talks about there was one time a worldwide flood, and only a handful of people survived, and there was a kickstart, a restart with humanity in recent years. Okay? But that, folks, I'm telling you, is the tip of the iceberg. You know, oftentimes when you start talking about this stuff, you know, people will say, well, come on, you mean to tell me that it really rained on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and it caused all this water? You know, skeptics will usually say that, well, you know, even if it did rain for 40 days and 40 nights, the amount of rain that would have to fall upon the earth would be so horrific, there would be so much friction that it would burn up the atmosphere, blah, 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 blah. Well, again, that sounds nice and neat, and it sounds like they know what they're talking about when they repeat such things. But really what they told you, folks, is they're either lying to you or they did not read the biblical account. Here's what the biblical account says as to where did all this water come from in the first place. There's no need to scoff. Okay, let me just read that text to you in Genesis chapter 7. It says, Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals and birds of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, and on the seventh day of the second month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were open, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Okay? Now, if people seem to, for whatever reason, seem to focus on the very last words there, rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. But folks, if you were paying attention just to that one text I was reading, the Bible says that the water that flooded this whole world, folks, came from two places, not just one. Yes, it did come from above, but it also came from below, that the waters of the great deep burst forth. Now, we go down and deep a little bit on the study about this water that came from above. It wasn't just 40 days and 40 nights, and it wasn't just a pretty bad rainstorm. According to the Hebrew text that's used in the Old Testament there, this was an absolutely horrific, violent, horrible sheets upon sheets, waves upon waves that did not last 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, but 40 days and 40 nights kind of a rainstorm. Okay? And we go into deep how most likely what was going on there was there used to be an upper atmosphere that no longer exists, made of water in our Earth's atmosphere, that explains why there was so much water coming down from above. Okay, that water layer that used to be there, it was coming down. And you might think, well, that's just kind of based out of thin air. No, actually, the Bible alludes to the possibility that there was indeed another layer outside the atmosphere that used to exist but no longer is there. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, the creation account, and it says this, and God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. And so God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky, or the atmosphere. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And so the Bible says that when God created the sky and the atmosphere, folks, originally, that he did so by placing an expanse between the waters that were on the earth, okay, from the waters that were in the upper atmosphere. And you're going, really? There was water in the upper atmosphere? Okay. Well, and that's where many would say that based on this text, what you see, that this was a pre-flood condition of the world, that there was a water canopy that surrounded the Earth's upper atmosphere. And so, therefore, when God caused it to rain for the 40 days and 40 nights, boy, did it ever. It wasn't just necessarily from just a quote-unquote natural rainstorm, because there's possible evidence, folks, that before the flood, there was never any rain, okay? And the Bible says, another text says that that mists arose from the ground that watered things. So there's a good possibility that it never even rained before, which is very interesting because you're thinking, well, why didn't anybody listen to Noah? Well, think about what he's trying to tell them. You're going to see this stuff, this water come from the sky, and it's going to come down in this great massive deluge, and you need to get in this boat to get saved. And then, you know, if it never rained before, it must have looked like him, like he was a crazy loon, which, again, is the same thing that's happening today. It's being repeated. Just like Jesus said, he warned that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, Jesus' second coming. And so here we are as Christians telling people, hey, you're going to see something come from the sky, Jesus, on a white horse, with a multitude of angels, and he's going to come back and judge this earth. And it's the same response. Yeah, you're wacky. And so what happens is all of a sudden this rain busts down. It probably is most likely from this layer that used to be around the earth, and that's why he had so much coming from above. It was much more normal than anything we could ever dream of today. It was horrific, and praise God, God promised that he would never flood the earth completely. Well, it still happened, but he never flooded completely like he did again. But not only that, we deal with this on the study. I won't go into it now. Maybe we'll get into it a later time. But, folks, if there indeed was another outer layer, a water canopy around the Earth's atmosphere, it not only helps explain why this was such a horrific rainstorm, even much more than what we could understand even today, for 40 days and 40 nights to cause the world to flood, but it also explains what was so significant about the biblical promise of a rainbow, that there was most likely, obviously, not even a rainbow prior to the flood, okay? And it also helps explain why do we see such large life forms, not just dinosaurs, but in the fossil records we see huge, massive animals and huge, massive fauna, trees, folks, based on some fossil records today that they find with the stumps, fossilized stump, tree stumps. You think the redwoods are big, 300 feet tall? That's nothing. That was a baby. Before the flood, the fossil record shows, based on the circumference of the stumps that they find, trees could get as high as 1,000 feet tall. And so why did animals get big? Why did people get big? That's another thing that they find, another thing that they're keeping from us, folks. They find huge animal, not just animal remains and tree remains, but people remains. They find skeletons of people, folks, well-documented. You know, 12, 13 feet tall, some even more, and things of that nature. And which is funny because people say, well, you know, how could Noah and his three sons build that boat? That would take them forever. Well, maybe they were a lot bigger and a lot stronger than you think, folks. Again, you got to look at it from a biblical point of view. But it helped us explain the lack of a rainbow, why there was so much water coming from above, large life forms, and long lifespans. I read that opening account. It says Noah was 600 years old. Now, usually, people have been trained very well by our skeptical, scoffing society to say, well, right there, shut it off. Those guys are crazy. There's no way somebody could live 600 years old. You can't take this account literally. Really? Well, folks, again, if there was indeed, like the Bible alludes to, an extra layer in the atmosphere that's no longer there of water, then what that would do scientifically to the earth, no wonder it was called paradise. It would be absolutely phenomenal. That would block out the UV right, the rays, the harmful rays that come in and frankly batter us, x-rays to death, and shorten our lifespans and do all kinds of other adverse effects on us. It would also create a kind of like a greenhouse effect on the earth, and everything would grow and grow massively. It would also, it would double the air pressure in our atmosphere. And then they've been able to discover that in the pre-flood world, based on the amber deposits they find air bubbles trapped that we would say was created at the time of the flood. But inside those air bubbles, when they tap into them, the oxygen content of that world was 50% more than what we have today. So imagine being in an atmosphere where all the harmful rays from the sun are being blocked out pretty much, and an atmosphere that's a greenhouse type effect with lush environment, and you're also in an increased oxygen content. That was either 30 or 50%. Increased oxygen content with double the air pressure. In short, folks, that would be like living inside, akin to an hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And you would not only have incredible strength, you would not only grow. They've done experiments today that when things are in this pre-flood environment that they've replicated today, creationists, they have proven, folks, that life forms begin to grow. They start to get giant. But also you would be able to heal up much faster. You would have so much more energy because you are saturated with oxygen and things of that nature. And so that pre-flood atmosphere, folks, explains a lot, that people could indeed live that long prior to the flood. And it also explains, if you look at the biblical account after the flood, and if indeed this is what came down and caused the water from above to come down, if you look at the biblical account, you see that right after the flood, that the lifespans of people dramatically drop very quickly. They go from anywhere from 900 all of a sudden, after the flood, bang, it's down to 400 and then 200 to roughly about what we have today. If somebody makes it to 100, they've done pretty well. But prior to the flood,
okay. Guys, really, you hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm just back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're simply talking about the evidence for the flood. Pastor Crone, you go right ahead.
Well, again, Dr. Monteith, that's just half the story. It answers a whole lot of interesting issues when you take a look at the water came from above and most likely wasn't just a quote-unquote normal rainstorm. In fact, that's not what the Bible says. In the Hebrew, it's an absolutely horrific one. It very well could have been that extra layer that used to be there, water canopy around the Earth's atmosphere that was coming down, and that's what's causing it. But then, if you again read your Bible, folks, that's not the only place that the water came from to deluge the Earth. The Bible in the text I read earlier said the springs of the great deep burst forth from below. And it's what it says. It came from two places, folks, not just one. So don't give in to the skeptics. At least give the Bible the benefit of the doubt, and at least be honest with the text, or at least read it. You know, so that people know what they're can have an intelligent discussion about it. But it says they came from below. But again, once again, this scoffing attitude, which again, even the Bible predicted would happen in the last days, especially about the flood account, 2 Peter chapter 3. Read it for yourself. It's absolutely amazing, folks. We're seeing it pass before our very eyes. But once you start talking about the water coming up, you know, from below, not just above, but from below, causing this massive deluge of water, rearranging the Earth's topography, they'll say, you guys are wackos now. I can see some rain action, you know, because we see that today. But you mean to tell me that water really burst out of the Earth, you know, from down below and exploded on the scene and caused the flood as well? Yeah. You know, but then they'll say, well, there's not even enough water down in the Earth to do that. That's crazy. Haven't you noticed? It's dirt. Well, keep digging. Okay, folks, there's massive amounts of water, not just underneath the Earth, but it's still there. In fact, do you enjoy the food you eat? That's what farmers tap into oftentimes to irrigate. There's massive mega deposits, folks, still down below, underneath the crust of the Earth, that contains massive mega amounts of water. And let me share with you a few of the examples of the massive water that's still down below in the Earth, okay? And we share this on the study that one of them is called here in the United States is called the Ogallala Aquifer. And this is an underground water source that is so huge, folks, that it lies beneath 8 states in the U.S. Now again, you can't see it because it's underneath, but it's there, folks, right underneath our feet. We walk on this. Over 8 states. Can you imagine a lake, a huge mega lake, that covered 8 states in the United States, occupied about 175,000 square miles? Well, we do have one. It's just below us, okay? We can and we do pump more than about 5 trillion gallons of water from it every single year, okay? And that's just one. That's just one, albeit, you look at some of the other ones, tiny, tiny underground water source. Scientists, folks, have also discovered, as they're looking at with the technology that we can peer into the Earth and the crust of the Earth and down below. They use it all the time. Use it for mining. They can do it from satellites and things of that nature. That's common knowledge. But what they find is not just minerals down there. They find water. In fact, they've discovered this is kind of a term that was used by them, as far as I know, it's called a blob. And there's this huge blob in the Earth's mantle. It's located more than 500 miles underneath the Western Caribbean Sea. Okay, it's about 80 miles thick, about 380 miles tall. Okay, and they're believing that is water. They've also discovered another water source that reveals a reservoir down in the Earth that's about the size of the Arctic Ocean in the Earth's atmosphere. Okay. The Tokyo Institute of Technology Japan found that there's 5 times the amount of water in the mantle than all the Earth's ocean. Okay, and they discovered it 620 miles below the Earth's surface. Okay, and then what's absolutely mind-blowing, I mean, even if you skip all of that, and that's not all of them, folks. That's just a few of them, and just highlighting for you. But even if you want to skip all of those aquifers and underground issues, underground pockets of water that they're finding all over the Earth, okay, under the Earth, inside. It's been discovered that there's this mineral in the Earth's atmosphere locked inside of it. It's called wadsleyite, W-A-D-S-L-E-Y-I-T-E, if you want to research it yourself. And what's interesting with this mineral, folks, is that it doesn't just hold water, but it holds tons of water, okay? And so apparently what they've estimated is that there's so much of this mineral that holds water down below us with water in it that it is estimated just from this one source, skip all the other ones if you want, but just from this one source, then it holds enough water down below us to fill anywhere from 10 to 30 of our oceans. That's plenty enough water to flood the Earth. Okay, and so it not only answers, how could that ever burst on the earth? There's no water. No, there's water there. And then we say, well, there's not enough water down there to flood the earth. No, there's plenty there. In fact, it also answers the skeptical question. They say, well, if there really was a worldwide flood and it flooded the earth, okay, where's all the water? Ha, ha, ha. Well, first of all, take a look at the topography of the earth. 75% of the earth is still underwater, we call them the oceans, okay? But still, the rest of it, okay, because that wouldn't answer all of it, but the rest of it is still under the earth. As the waters, the mountains arose, the Bible says, and the waters receded, it went back down into the cracks from whence they came, and they receded, and the flood water is still there. We tap into it all the time, drink it, water from it, and whatever. And again, what's interesting is we're, drinking and watering and farming with irrigating with the water that very well is left over remnants of the flood. But again, this is what's so sad, Dr. Monty. People would say, on the one hand, if God's real, why does he allow evil and suffering, and why doesn't he put an end to it? Well, he is. He says, first of all, during this time, he's not condoning it, but he's giving people opportunity to repent and to be saved and enter into a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. Okay, but be rest assured, it's not going to go on forever. He has appointed a day when he is going to put an end to it. Okay, but then the moment you say he's going to put an end to it, they say, well, that's not fair. He's mean. He's evil. It's like, make up your mind. What kind of a circular reason is that? On the one hand, you accuse God of being unjust because he is giving you time to get right with him. And then on the other hand, when he says, I've appointed a day that this is not going to continue, this evil and suffering, i.e. I'm going to judge it, it's going to stop, I will put a stop to it, okay, then you accuse him of being unjust again. That's crazy. Okay, but again, instead of seeing all this evidence, maybe even drinking, maybe even the stuff that people, when they're out there flowering, watering their gardens, tapping into these aquifers that could very well be leftover remnants as the waters drain from this earth, they're sitting there watering the flowers, and it just does not even enter the brain. Hey, this is that. This is ancient flood water. Oops, what does that mean? That means the Bible's real. That means that God really did flood this earth. That means that he really did judge this world once because of sin, and if he says he's going to do it again, as I'm watering these flowers, I need to get right with him. People don't even think that. And that, to me, Dr. Monteith, again, is what is extremely sad and frankly deceptive. To keep people from understanding that. I mean, scoff at it all you want, but at least let the facts present themselves. Don't lie to people, And again, that's why we get this information out. But that's not the only point. It's not just the massive water down below that we see that there really was this great bursting forth of the waters down below. There's much more evidence that we find and we expose on that. We also see the evidence of the mountains rising up, okay? And that's because the Bible says in Psalm 104, let me read it to you, it says, you, speaking of God, covered it, the earth, with the deep, okay, the flood, as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose, and the valleys sank down to the place where you established for them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Ask Billy Crone.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502 or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Family Center, La Familia in Fort Collins, says strong family connections, personal faith, and moral values are the stepping stones to what our children and this country needs. Let's put the emphasis back where it belongs and give our children a solid foundation for tomorrow.
This message comes to you from the Family Center, La Familia, 309 Hickory Street in Fort Collins. Another concerned local area business interested in the safety and welfare of our community. Give them a call at 970-221-1615. That's 970-221-1615. On the air, because they care. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and does God really judge nations, civilizations? Well, the story is that, of course, the civilization began about 6,000 years ago, and after about 1,600 years, things were so corrupt and evil, God just destroyed everything except Noah and his three sons and their wives, and of course the animals. People asked, how did Noah ever round up all those animals? He didn't. God brought them to the ark, and they went onto the ark. He didn't round them up, or they were brought there. God can do whatever he wants to, and of course, is God going to judge the world again? Look around and see what's happening, and realize, of course, that this has become an exceedingly wicked world again. There's an organized conspiracy against God. It is carried out by our courts. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, so they could indoctrinate our children in creationism. That is why there is an attack on Christianity at every aspect of our society. But, Pastor Billy, you go ahead and continue the story.
Well, again, Dr. McKee, you know, I want to scoff, but not only can evolution have no answer for a multitude of things that we find on the topography of Earth, but it also corresponds and only can be explained by the evidence that the world really was underwater at one time and experienced a massive, massive upheaval. And so this water, as it burst forth and came from above, it flooded the earth. And the Bible says that after that happened, God let it stand for a while, and the things began to settle down into what we find today, the sedimentary layers. But then, all of a sudden, God caused the mountains to arose and the valleys to sink down as the waters begin to drain. And you know, just let me share, quickly, just some of the evidence that, in fact, the mountains did arise, folks, just like the Bible said, in quick fashion, because that's exactly what we see, not only with the bent rock layers. Last time I checked, you can't bend rocks. They snap and break. These sedimentary layers that you see on the side of the hills and mountains, there's nothing nice and neat about them. They're all twisted. They're all contorted. They evolution says they laid down nice and neat over millions and millions of years, and that's not at all what we see. They're all instant, twisted in waves, and it's like, what? Well, from a biblical point of view, those were laid down at the time of the flood. As the flood lasted, do the math yourself, the text says, for over a year, and so everything settled, much akin to hydrologic sorting, which is like if you put dirt in water and shake it up and leave it alone, it naturally settles very quickly into layers based on density. That's why we see the layers that we see today. But while they were still soft, all of a sudden God cracks the earth again. Mountains start to arise as the waters begin to recede. Mountains are created, valleys are created as the water begins to recede off the earth, back into the crust of the earth. And so that which used to be on the bottom is now on the top. And that's why, this is what evolution cannot explain to you folks, that's why they find things that they don't have in the textbooks. And this is very well documented. They find marine life on top of mountains. Last time I checked, folks, whales, oysters, and clams do not climb mountains literally for thousands of feet and go up there and just decide to die in mass. Let me give you a couple examples. When Edmund Hillary, folks, climbed Mount Everest in 1953, he discovered something very unexpectedly at the 26,000 feet level. He stuck his pick into the ground as they're hiking up that mountain there and to pull himself up, and that's when he noticed there were seashells up there on Mount Everest. Okay, in fact, he notes them, the report says, for the next 3,000 feet all the way to the top. Okay, what in the world are seashells doing at the top of Mount Everest? And not just a few of them, but for 3,000 feet. That's a huge, massive pile of seashells doing up there. How'd that get up there? Okay, but that's just one mountain, folks. High in the Andes Mountains, they've also found gigantic fossilized oysters at the 13,000 feet level. In fact, some of these oysters are so big, they're 12 feet apart, so they weigh 650 pounds. Again, evidence of the pre-flood atmosphere that produced gigantism in all of life. Okay? But again, that's the question. How can evolution explain that? How did seashells get all the way to the top of Mount Everest or Andes Mountains with seashells that are weighing 650 pounds? Clams and oysters, they don't walk too good, let alone hike and climb mountains weighing 650 pounds. Okay? But that's not all. They not only find, folks, and this is what they're keeping from you, they not only find clams and oysters on top of mountains, but they find them in the petrified closed position, which is huge, okay? Because if you know, if you've ever walked along the beach, when a clam dies, its muscles relax and the shell pops open, right? And the bird eats its guts, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. All we find is the open shell, okay? That usually ends up getting busted in two pieces. So, but that's not what these are. They're not open. These clams and oysters are found petrified in the closed positions, which tells us they're not just on top of these mountains, but apparently they died very rapidly. How could this be? Because they're still in the closed position. Well, if you listen to evolution, it makes absolutely no sense. But if you read the Bible, it makes perfect sense, because the Bible says at the time of the flood, the springs of the great deep burst forth, caused a massive rapid burial of all kinds of marine life on the bottom of the ocean. And so as the water continued to burst forth, it eventually caused the ground at lower elevation that was now filled with all this dead marine life to buckle up. And the mountains at the higher elevation were created that we see today. Therefore, if that's true, what the Bible says, let's put it to the test. If that's true, then that which used to be on the bottom of the ocean, things like clams and oysters, should be found in the petrified closed position on top of mountains. Well, guess what? They are. But that's doing all. This is really wild. They not only find clams and oysters, folks, on top of mountains, they find whales. I'm not making this up, folks. This is what they're keeping from me, and this is what we expose. They find whales, tons of them, on tops of mountains. In fact, let me read to you an actual excerpt from the New York Times talking about it. They said the scientists have found fossil whales and other marine animals in mountain sediments in the Andes, indicating that the South American mountain chain rose very rapidly from the sea. Nearly all the fossils were embedded in surface rock and easy to pick up. Best of all, despite weathering, many of the smallest fossils were remarkably intact and will be easy to study. Actual article from the New York Times talking about it, okay? And so this is the obvious question. How in the world did now whales get all the way to the top of the Andes Mountains? Again, last time I checked, just like clams, just like oysters, whales...
Pastor Billy, we're out of time. You've raised a lot of great questions. Thanks so much. Talk to you real soon. God bless.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The staff at Don's Handyman Service reminds all parents that drug abuse is a national plague. Please sit down for a loving and caring talk with your children about the dangers of drug use. Education begins in the home, not in the classroom or institution. That was courtesy of your friends at Don's Handyman Service, located in Fort Collins. They're a concerned corporate neighbor working for safer communities for everyone. They wish everyone a happy summer season, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we do hope you enjoy our programs with Pastor Billy Crowell as much as I do. We carry Pastor Billy's DVDs, his Final Countdown, there are 10 DVDs in the series, his Judge Creation, which is the one we're doing now, and I forgot whether it's 10 or 12 DVDs, they're in two separate sets, and then we have his Fearful Creation. They're all worthwhile watching and listening to a second, a third time. Now, we do have the first five of the 10-part series on the Final Countdown. It's available on CDs. You can order that from Radio Liberty, and one of these days we'll get around to getting the second part of that done, and we'll get all of these hopefully one day on CDs, but we're a small ministry. We don't have time to do everything we wish we do. We have a four-DVD set on RFID identification and how, of course, they're marking everything with radioactive chips. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Whereas we're moving to the point where everything will be numbered and marked, and you will either buy or sell. Yes, you wear the bear the mark of the beast, be known by the number of his name. And believe me, this is all taking place, and it's taking place today, and it should be so obvious, but people are blind to the events that are taking place. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the CDs of the first five of the talks on the Fearful, on the Final Countdown. Otherwise, we have all the DVD sets in stock. And we have so many other things. You need to read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness to understand who it is, who's in charge of what's going on today. And then, of course, we would hope that you'd certainly want to get my talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret, and the syllabus that goes with that if you want to verify the facts that I'm saying. We have four tape sets or four CD sets, usually tape sets on the Bohemian Grove, on the Bilderbergers, on Skull and Bones. Now, we have an excellent DVD on the Bohemian Grove shot by Alex Jones, and you'll see the leaders of my nation. The leaders of my nation with their hoods and their capes and their candles having this ceremony before the owl who they worship. How do we know they worship? We've got their own publications going back to the first part of the last century talking about their deity. Their tutelary deity, the owl. If you want that, we can send you copies from the publications, the Bohemian Grove, publications that nobody else has, copies of the members of the secret society. So they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Is there really a secret society that controls our government? Yes, you want to read Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. Admittedly, what we have are secondhand copies, but you read page 280 to the end of the chapter, and Perry Goldwater tells you, you know, that Council on Foreign Relations is domestic controlling, pardon me, domestic affairs, but the Trilateral Commission, organized by David Rockefeller, is international, and its goal is to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the government of the United States. I didn't say it. David Rockefeller said it. We have the book. We have his memoirs. David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of, aimed at undermining America. Page 405. Our number, 1-800-544. I missed out. 1-800-544-8. Please pray for Mr. Liberty. Our provision.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your